It has been a rough couple of years in Juarez, the murder capital of Mexico. Drug violence and organized crime are rampant. An estimated quarter of the population has fled, and thousands of businesses have closed. This year, for the first time, the city even canceled its Independence Day celebration. But as NPR's John Burnett reports, the Juarez Symphony Orchestra plays on.
Tuba player Steve Haddad stands backstage in his tux with some of the other brass players in the Juarez Symphony Orchestra.
We are members of the world's most dangerous orchestra because Juarez is the world's most dangerous city. That immediately makes us members of the world's most dangerous orchestra.
You just gave me my lead.
The Symphony Orchestra of the Autonomous University of the City of Juarez was founded 5 years ago. Then the cartel war broke out, and the city began its descent into lawlessness. But the Juarez Symphony is thriving in spite of the city's 12-a-day homicide rate. Here they produce more operas than any other Mexican city outside of the capital. They're presenting 5 operas this year, including La Bohème and The Marriage of Figaro, along with 5 orchestra concerts. How do they do it in a city so inured to violence that headless corpses have become passé and schoolchildren practice diving for cover? The dynamo behind the ambitious music program is the 42-year-old conductor, Maestro Carlos García Ruiz. A native Chihuahuan, García studied in Vienna. He's guest-conducted orchestras around the world, and he serves as director of the university's burgeoning music program.
When the violence was really increasing, the economy was going down, also we started to make more concerts, more operas, and that's why, in the same time that the things really is going bad, also we can have a good artistic health.
This is not to say the Juarez Symphony is immune to the violence. Most of its well-heeled local patrons have fled to El Paso, and many professional musicians who live in the U.S. and play for the El Paso and Las Cruces symphonies refuse to come to Juarez anymore. Their seats were filled with student musicians. With the city's crime epidemic, orchestra members have been robbed, carjacked, and extorted.
I've received calls trying to extort me, but I didn't pay.
Momchil Gozdov is the principal cellist and a native of Bulgaria. 4 Bulgarians play in the Juarez Symphony. They say they love Mexico and this orchestra in particular.
It's a light in the darkness.
Though Juarenses are accustomed to locking themselves in their homes after dark, music lovers still come out at night. A chef named Rosa Maria Olivas says she wouldn't miss a concert.
Significa enriquecimiento para el alma y el espíritu.
The orchestra represents enrichment for the soul and the spirit, a moment of peace, a moment of enjoyment in this madness we're living.
One El Paso musician who still has the cojones to play in the world's most dangerous orchestra is trombonist Steve Wilson. He says it's the audiences in Juarez that keep him coming over.
There's been times when we've played 2-3 encores after a concert, and they'll just keep clapping until basically make us play another piece.
This was the case last month when the symphony played a program of music by Mexican composers to commemorate the Mexican Revolution. After the orchestra finished the crowd favorite, Jesusita in Chihuahua, the audience gave them such a long encore, they had to play it again. As the ebullient crowd leaves the theater, tuba player Steve Haddad steps down from the riser and smiles with satisfaction.
You see what we're talking about as far as the appreciative audience. People looking for a refuge anywhere they can, and this may be one for the wonderful citizens of Juarez.
There are even bigger plans for 2011, believing that music has the power not just to revitalize listeners, but to rescue a life. there's a plan to take classical music into the most marginalized neighborhoods of Juarez. Maestro Garcia has been selected by the Federal Council for Culture and Arts to create 10 youth music ensembles in the toughest barrios, where rootless young men become teenaged assassins. Then once a week, all 200 young musicians from across the city will gather in the concert hall to play as the Juarez Youth Orchestra. Again, Carlos Garcia.
We say, el que tiene un instrumento en sus manos en la tarde, en la noche, no va a agarrar un arma en sus manos.
Translation, he who has an instrument in his hands in the afternoon won't pick up a weapon at night. John Burnett, NPR News.
And you can hear a performance by the Juarez Symphony Orchestra at nprmusic.org.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.